Hello, this is Celine.
Hey, Celine, how are you? This is Chris.
Chris. How are you doing?
I'm doing good. How about you?
Good. I'm doing well. A bit hot. It's kind of hot today, but good. So, you are having some issues with the
website. So, I don't know if it's you who sent me the last email regarding the credentials for the domain.
Mm-hmm.
So, so I log into that. Like, what is that? I don't know what that is. Like, is there something? Cause it's like telling me that I got to select a plan, like as if I don't have one. So I don't know what that is, what you guys are requesting. If there is something that I have to get, you know, I'll be really glad to get it. In fact, I was wondering if you could actually explain to me how, like, the Google Workplace would work, because we're pretty limited with the emails that we could send with our current system with Hostinger. For example, we can't send videos or
large files.
We could only send PDFs. That's it. And that's something that I would like to, you know, have different. So, can we have Google, Workspace, with our account? Can we activate that? Does that, to be honest with you, again, I don't know what those credentials that you guys requested. Again, I logged into them. I just don't understand what it is.
Of course. So the credentials are for the domain register. So just a little bit, I'm going to try to use plain language, right? Because sometimes I'm too technical and don't get very well understood. So the domain is one thing and a website is a separate thing, right? A domain needs to be registered every year. So you pay every year for that registration fee. It could be with the same company where you have a hosting package for your website, or it could be a separate company, right? So what we need is actually access to the domain, to the domain register for us to actually point your domain at our design. So because we host the website, but we don't host your domain. Make sense in that way?
I understand. Okay. I just wrote down. But my question is, can't you just replace my current website?
No, because I don't put the design that we created, I would not put it in your hosting company because we are hosters of websites.
Okay.
So that's what I was explaining to you. The domain is one thing and the website hosting is a different thing. We host the websites that we design. So we need to have the domain pointing at that hosting, right? For the website to appear.
Okay.
To be able to do that, I do need to have access to that register of the domain. Usually, where do you purchase your domain? Do you recall?
Hostinger.
With Hostinger. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
So, yeah. We can actually put the hosting a domain to point to our design. I don't know why my colleague was not able to do it. Okay. And you purchase with them was the domain only, and you have email branded with them as well, right?
That's right.
Got you. Okay. So that's, in terms of Workspace, we do offer that service as well. We do charge a one-time fee for the setup of $99, and then it's $19 per month that you will have to pay on top of what you're paying now. The advantages of Google Workspace is that you have every single tool for your business dealing in one single place. So you have email with unlimited capacity, sending large files, sharing files, a Google Drive that I think that gives you like 1 terabyte, so you have plenty of storage. And you can set up several alias that will go to the same inbox but you will have several alias for that same inbox. So for example, if the first email is info@amazinggarage.com, you can have, that's the main email, and you can have one for chris@amazinggarage.com, and that email will go to that info inbox. So it's a shared inbox. In the way that you avoid adding users, because per user that you want to add, it will be an extra fee. So that's how we work with the workspace. We set it up for you. We verify your domain with Google. Everything, we set it up for you. We set the main email account. And I can have one of my colleagues actually work with Google Workspace to give you like the whole tour on how to make the most out of your account with them. So that's with the Google Workspace situation.
Okay. But my question is with the credentials, with the credential, were you guys able to log in with the
I'm gonna try to log in with you now on the phone, so in that way I can double check. Because you see, with Hostinger, what it asked me is for an email address rather than the credentials that I got was the username admin and the password amazing2023.
That was to access the actual, you know, if you wanted to edit the website.
Yeah, the host.
Again, I don't know. I really don't know. That's not my field of expertise. And,
no worries.
That's just like a foreign language to me. So like, that's why I'm calling you, because I'm completely lost. And I want to make sure that, you know, you guys have whatever it is that you need to make sure that we get this up and running. Because again, I'm being affected by not being able to get my ads up and running on Google.
Yeah, of course. So the website, for logging into the domain, what will be the actual credentials?
Okay, so the email is Florida Garage Business at Gmail.
Okay.
And then the password?
Yeah, give me 1 second. Just so I open the right window. Perfect. And the password?
It's all capital letters. Okay. A as an amazing, G as a garage, A as a door, S as a service, H as a Harry, R as a Robert, number 24, and then the dollar sign.
Dollar sign. Okay. Now let me see if I am able to access. Okay, so I'm inside. I need to see the domain. You see, it's just I do not see that you actually have a domain in there. So what I feel is...
So what does that mean? What does that mean?
That means
I don't
that
have a domain, but I have a website. That's what I understand is that you say, I don't have a domain, but I have a website, and I have like this hosting or in the email. So I apologize for my ignorance.
Don't worry.
I completely don't understand.
Okay, because Hostinger, it works as a register and as a domain host, as a website host. It appears that the package that you have, you do not own the domain with them. You just like rented it for the email purposes, right? So that means that I cannot point that domain to our design because you don't have authority.
Okay.
Makes sense now? You have a website with them because it's the package that you purchase, right? So you have the website and the use of that domain because of the branding email that you have with them. So, but you do not have the authority to actually use that domain at free will. Make sense?
Okay. Yes. So then how do I change that? Like, what part here do I actually buy a... I'm clicking on domains. I'm clicking on domains, and it doesn't let me. It just keeps me on email.
Okay, let me see if they have it.
When I click, I'm on the same page as you are, obviously. The hpanel.postsinger.com/emails. It should be domains, but it's not letting me.
Yeah. So it says I'm looking into because I'm inside of hpanel.hostinger.com. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And if you see on the top, I'm sorry, I work from home and my son is having a little crisis. So
no, you're okay. You're good. You're good. I work from home too. You're good.
Sorry. So you will see that where you have the H, you have home, websites, emails, domains.
Yep,
so when you click on domains, it doesn't let you go, right?
It's only on emails.
Mm-hmm. Okay, I see. Since I'm looking for the ones that are up for sale, and you were the one who created this account, or you have someone else, a friend or a third party?
No. I had somebody else.
Okay, so that's a different story, because the domain that you are using is not for sale, so that means that that domain is purchased by someone. So if this was set it up by a third party or someone else, you will need to request that they provide you with the access to the domain. Make sense?
Yes. Okay. I need to have access to the domain. And is that through what? Through this same portal, or is it like how to?
Yeah, it should be in this same portal, because if they set up the account via Hostinger, the one thing is that they didn't give you access to the domain. That's it. You have access to the website. You have access to the cPanel, to the emails, because it's like a single package. But they did not provide you with the authority, the access to the domain. So all what you need is to ask that person or third party that actually provides you with the account to give you the access to the domain.
Okay, so I need access to the domain, all right? And
exactly.
Then what, they give me like a link? They give me a link and then credentials?
They should give you the same, different link and the credentials to access that for the domain only.
Okay.
Right.
And then I email that to you guys, and then you guys.
Yes. Once that you have I will be able to put the account.
Okay. And then as far as the changes on the website, were you able to read my email on that?
Yes, I'm working on those. I am working on those now. I am aiming to have them by tomorrow evening, because you just sent me yesterday the dealer's logos. So
dealer's logos. Yeah.
And
hey,
it's
also,
just I'm looking for the blog.
Another thing that I noticed is that like the throughout the whole website, it says Amazing Garage Store Service in blue, like highlighted blue. Is there any way that we could avoid that it could just be regular font?
I could, but that is in blue because it's hyperlinked, and those are called backlinks, and that's for SEO purposes.
Say no more. Say no more. Okay.
So I know that it aesthetically doesn't look like.
There's a point. There's a purpose. There's a purpose behind it. I understand. Got it.
Yes.
I know, just I thought it was just because of like that, because you just wanted to highlight the name and okay, so they're hyperlinks. Okay, cool. No problem. And then, let me go ahead and get in contact with, with the person that actually created the website in this whole account, and I'll get you those credentials to the, again, you said the access panel, right?
Yes, to the domain. To the domain register.
Yeah, domain. Okay, domain register.
Exactly. Note it down is the domain register, because that's where the domain is registered. Okay?
Okay, cool.
Okay, and if you run into...
Time,
no worries. If you run into any issues, just call and ask to be transferred to Celine. And if I'm not available for the immediate transfer, what I do is I call you back as soon as I am available. Okay?
Yeah, no problem. I'll leave you a brief message and you call me when you can.
Perfect. Thank you so much, Chris. I will wait for those credentials to come. Okay? Bye.
All right, Celine. All right, you have a good one. All right, bye.